paragraph Zion, validation isn't covered by Rav Emes by showing respect to the true rabbi, to the true tzaddik. That's how we fulfill what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran about elevating the kovod to its source, which is Yira. That's accomplished by elevating the kovod from the filth of Golus, the kovod that's in Golus, it's in a very low place, it's very downtrodden. The kovod is among the goyim, among the rishoyim, among the tumah. We're elevating the kovod from there. How? Alidei balei tshuva v'geirim. Through balei tshuva and geirim, shenasim alidei esik hatoyra shel horavu emes, whereby they become balei tshuva and geirim through the study of Torah, of the true rabbi, where with his Torah, he turns on, he activates the source of all the Jewish souls, where they all draw from. And when these Balei Tshuva and Geirim are accomplished, that by that we elevate the Kovoid from Golus. Because we said this is the greatest kovod for Hashem. The greatest kovod to Hashem is when people do tshuva. So when Balei Tshuva come and join, all of that kovod that was in the wrong places suddenly gets zipped out of there, and it's all directed now towards Hashem, towards the right place. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, we have to elevate the kovod to its source, which is Yira. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, "Dahainu lechabed es yirei Hashem b'leiv sholem." We do this by showing respect for those people who are yirei Hashem, for those people who have yira, who have the true yira for Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, "Ves yirei Hashem yechabed," and he shows the proper respect to yirei Hashem. Kimavur calls the hate of Amranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this all very clearly over there in Likutei Moran. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ikar ha'olas ha'kovoid l'sharoshoi, hu'alidei she'noisnin kovoid li'yirei Hashem. That one of the greatest ways that we elevate kovoid to its source, which is yira, is by directing kovoid to the yirei Hashem, to the people who have yiras Hashem. B'chinas es yira shemichab, v'zeh b'chinas kvoid rabbi. This is the respect that a person is supposed to have for his rabbi, Shaidea Kovoy Shenoisin Larabbi Hamuvok, through the respect that he shows for his main rabbi, the rabbi who has the most important effect on him, Boze Mekayim Ves Yirei Hashem Yechabed. Through that he's fulfilling this pasuk. Ki horav she'oisek batoira bigdusha kazu. Because a rabbi who is studying Torah on that kind of level, where through his study of Torah, he turns on the source of all the Jewish souls, which brings about the greatest elevation of Kavod, that rabbi is certainly the most solid person in Yira, in Yiras Hashem. Because the source of the Torah is Yira. Bechinas Bereshis. As the Torah says, Bereshis, in the beginning. What is the beginning? Shehu hascholas haTorah. That's the beginning of the Torah. Shehu yore boishes. The word Bereshis is Yira. Yira and Busha, which go together. We know we had it in Rashi in this past week's parsha, Parshas Yisroi, right after Hashem gave the Ten Commandments. And when he did, we're told that there was thunder and lightning and the whole mountain was shaking. Everybody was petrified. There was tremendous yira. So the pasuk Hashem says over there to Moshe Rabbeinu at the end, you know why I did all of this? I did all of this to elevate you, l'man nasoi seschem, Ulaman tihye yir osoy al panechem, and so that you'll have the fear of Hashem on your faces, levilti techto, so that you will not commit any sins. So Rashi quotes the Gemara. What does that mean, fear of Hashem on your face? Rashi Kodesh says, Zu boishes. That refers to shame, embarrassment. That a Jew has that quality of a shyness. That Jew is not brazen, the mechutzef, that he can go spit in Hashem's face or spit in anybody's face or talk disrespectfully to anybody. So we see that Yira and Busha go together. They're synonymous in many ways. And as the Gemara says, on the pasuk Vahoya Emunas Itecha V'chul Choisen Yeshua Is Chachmas V'das, the Gemara says that that pasuk refers to all the six sections of the Gemara. Emunas is Roim, Itecho is Moye, so on and so forth. But the Gemara says, with all of that, Afilu Hachi, Iiko Yiras Hashem in, V'iloi loi. Even if a person has all six sections of the Torah Shebal Peh, if he has fear of Hashem, then it's worth something. If he doesn't have fear of Hashem, it's all zero. It doesn't count. Iiko Yiras Hashem in, V'iloi loi. Why? Because the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, a Jew has to see to it that his fear of sin should come before his intellect. Therefore, a tzaddik who is studying Torah really properly, whereby through his study of Torah, he activates, he wakes, he turns on the source of the Jewish souls, which was in Hashem's machshava in the beginning, that kind of rabbi surely sees to it that his yira precedes his chachma, like the Gemara says. Ki hayira hi shoresh hachachma, because yira is the source of chachma. Vereishisa, and it's the beginning of chachma. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, reishis chachma, the beginning of chachma, yiras Hashem is fear of Hashem. Nimtza she shoresh haneshama is Yisrael, hamushroshim b'hatoyra bereishis hamachshava. So therefore, the source, the foundation, the origin of the Jewish souls who are rooted in the Torah, who are rooted in the beginning of Machshava, which is Chachma, Iker Sharosham Hu Bayira. All of that is rooted in Yira. The beginning of Chachma, if we take it one step further back, the beginning of Chachma is Yira. Shehi Reishis Chachma Kanal, which the Torah tells us Yira is the beginning of Chachma. Yira is what precedes Chachma even. That's why the Mishnah says, Kol sheyirosoi koidemes lechachmosoi, chachmosoi lechmiskayemes. If your Yira precedes your Chachma, then your Chachma will succeed. V'alkein tzrichin lahachzir akovoit hanimshach al yidei esek ha-Torah kanal, tzrichin lahachziroi lesharoshoi shehu Yira. And this is why Rabbein Nazal tells us over there in Likut Imran that we, the Jewish people, have to see to it to take the kovod that's generated through the study of Torah and return it to its origin, which is Yira, Shehu Ayira. V'alkein tzrichin lahachzir hakovod leyirei Hashem. Therefore, we have to see to it to bring that kovod to the people who have the most Yiras Hashem, to the people who are the real Yirei Hashem. Hainu lozeh horav biatzmoy. And again, this refers to the true tzaddik, the true rabbi, shegoram ha'olas ha'kovoid, who brought about this great increase in kovoid, alidei oskoi batoira b'kdusha, through studying Torah with such a degree of holiness, b'kdusha kazu, at shenesoir al yodoi shorosh hashalos, to the point where his Torah turns on the souls. Because that rabbi, that true tzaddik, he is the ultimate Yirei Hashem. He is the greatest Yirei Hashem. Because it's impossible to be studying Torah on that level, the kind of level where your study of Torah sends life into all the souls, it's impossible to be studying Torah on that level unless you have perfected Yira, unless you have the Yira B'Shleimus, Shehu Reishis Chachma, which is the whole beginning of Chachma. V'hu Ikar HaShoyre Shela Torah V'Nishmas Yisrael Kanal. And that's the real origin of the Torah and of all the Jewish souls. V'al Kein, we just had this recently. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Chachma, the word Chachma, is made up of two words. Koyach Mo. Chachma is the power of Mo. Mo is one of the names of Hashem, one of the forms of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that Mo is associated with Chachma, and Mo, this Shem Mo, is also used to refer to Tiferes, the sphere of Tiferes, Zeranpin. We know that the Torah is usually referred to as Tiferes. The Torah is usually referred to as Tiferes, which is Mo, and Chachma is also Mo. And Rabbi Nosson Zal is telling us here, that the Torah and the Neshamas and everything, which is all of this Chachma and its Torah, is all, its source is all in Yira, which is the first, the Torah is the Vav, we mentioned many times, the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's Tiferes. The Vav draws from what's before it, which is the Hay, the first Hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Yira. We mentioned the Yud is Ava, the Hay is Yira, the Vav is Torah, and the last Hay is Mitzvah. So the Vav, which represents Torah, which is also referred to as Chachma sometimes, Chachma is Ma. The Zohar Kodesh brings a pasuk, Ma Shmoi, Ma Shem Bnoi. What is his name? What is the name of his son? Ma is his name, which is Chachma. And Mo Shem Bnoi. Mo is also the name of the son of Chachma, which is Tiferes, Zeranpin. Now, the Yud is called Mo sometimes, and the Vav is called Mo sometimes. So there's a certain connection between both of them. And that Vav draws from the Hay above it, which is Yira, Bina, which is a tremendous critical piece of this whole equation. This is why we have to try to direct all the kavod to this true rabbi, to the true tzaddik, kihu mekoyer hayira, because he is the source, the foundation of yira, shehu shoyresh hakavod, which is the source of all kavod. And we have to try to return all the kavod to him. That's what Rabbeinu Zal started that chapter in the Likutei Moran with, that the mission of a Jew in this world is to elevate the kavod, to return the kavod, which is Malchus, to its origin, which is Yira, Gevura. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ves Yirei Hashem Yechabed. To bring the Kavoid to the Yira, to direct the Kavoid to the true Yirei Hashem. Who are the true Yirei Hashem? The Tzadik Emes, and his true followers. V'Hovein, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this well. This halacha wasn't easy. He's talking about spiritual concepts. He's talking about the Neshamos and the Kavoid. But again, the first time it's one thing, each time we learn it, it'll become clearer and clearer. And especially if a person is familiar with the chapter on Likutei Moran, it helps. And if a person reads the tefillah in Likutei Tefillah, it's on that chapter, on Yud Daled, the 14th tefillah in Likutei Tefillah, it's Chelek Aleph, it'll also help bring tremendous clarity to this. Baruch Hashem.